Hi, this is Scott Farrell. You're listening to Modern Family Rules Podcast, where we help you build relationships that rock. This is podcast number 15. You know, the title today is, This is My Song. Why do I do what I do? Why am I sitting here talking about relationships? It's a good question. I think I'll answer that for you. You know, my background for so many years, probably for the last 20, has been helping families build relationships with special needs children or with each other. That's been my background. I've helped people change their behaviors, whole families change their behaviors, so everybody is able to have a happy, joyous situation at home. Why in the world would I pick this profession of any profession? I look back at my past. Well, I grew up, I wasn't a very nice person. Both my parents, all they did was fight. Eventually, two alcoholics fighting every night violently, ends up in divorce, which it did. Ended up getting married. Biggest jerk walking the face of the earth. Thank goodness my first wife didn't kill me. She divorced me. And I was such a pompous jerk, I didn't realize I was getting a divorce until I got the letter in the mail that says you're getting a divorce. It's a good indicator that maybe, just maybe, the problem in your first marriage was you. So I had to look in the mirror one day and say, man, I think that problem with our first marriage was me. Well, it definitely wasn't her. So why am I doing this? Because I don't want any of you listening to face what I did. Don't be that jerk. Don't be that person that I was. I was the guy that told my wife I loved her when we got married. In the 7 years that I was married to my first wife, that might have been the only time she heard it. That doesn't work. I get to interview enough women to know that that doesn't work. Plus, over the last 16 years between my first marriage and my second marriage, I learned a lot in those 16 years. And the biggest thing I think I could have learned was to shut up and listen. Duct tape's cheap, couples therapy is very expensive, and a lot of times it doesn't work anyway. But if you shut your mouth early enough, you don't have to go to couples therapy if you'll listen. You know, I married the right woman the first time. She married the wrong guy. I married the right woman the second time. This time she did marry the right guy. Because I was smart enough to let God guide who I was as a man. So many times women come to me now for help in the behavioral areas. And they say, men aren't men anymore. There's no rules anymore. I like to watch old movies with my wife. She's got me watching every old movie made. Well, the really cool thing about the men in those movies were, one, they understood who they were as men. But two, there was such a common courtesy for women. Opening the doors, it being sweet, not taking their jacket off in the presence of a woman because it was an insult, pulling chairs back, standing when a woman came to a table. Well, thanks to the 60s and 70s here in the United States, a lot of those things have been gone and dead and buried. We got to bring them back. Women miss those. I don't care what the magazines and media tell you. Women miss those. You know, I've listened to so many women cry over the last several years that I've started writing books, especially with my last book, What Men Don't Get About Women. And I dated so many single mothers before I met my wife, who was a single mother. And I got to listen to what they had been through and all the stories of men and how men act now. And I realized it hurt me so much because I was that guy once upon a time. Unfeeling, uncaring. All I wanted to do was shoplift the pootie and get on my way. That's not how we should act. Trust me, if you want a relationship that lasts, and I mean last, and I mean forever, as long as the two of you can be together, listen to me. Don't be that guy. Let her know how much you love her. Don't be like I was. Listen to my podcast now. I'm going to give you the rules and regulations on how to treat a woman. And it's not me giving you those. It's the women telling me how they want to be treated. But I was smart enough to listen. Are you? Are you smart enough to stop talking and listen to everything I'm about to say? Relationships are difficult. Here's why. You're not working on the other person. You're working on you. It's an everyday battle to keep you going, you changing, you evolving to meet the needs of that other person. Because they will tell you, just listen. I didn't listen the first marriage. I definitely listened the second marriage. So can you. Two ears, one mouth, 2-to-1 ratio. Listen twice as much as you talk. In the last 16 years, I learned a lot. I learned a lot, I do a lot, and I know this one thing. If you show her how much you love her, if you let her feel how much you love her, and you tell her how much you love her, your relationship will last as long as you want it to last. Keep that in mind. As always, I'd like for you to send your questions and comments. You have been listening to Modern Family Rules. You can reach me on Facebook. Just have to friend me. Or modernfamilyrules.com. Until next time, remember, I'm here to help you build relationships that rock. Take care. See you.